Hey there, and welcome to a new episode of Stock Break, your weekly opportunity to dive into public companies as we break down their business activity, fundamentals, and potential value. I'm Neja Molk, global analyst at eToro, and let's get into it. Please remember that this podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes. Stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Hello guys, welcome to Stock Break episode with me, Neja Molk. Today we will analyze Walmart. Walmart is a US retail company that offers a wide range of products from groceries to electronics at competitive prices, and it is actually the biggest company by revenue in the world. Their stock price showed resilience over past market fluctuations, and today we will dig in their fundamentals. But before we do so, I would just like to remind you to like, comment, give us a rating, and share the episodes with your friends if you find them interesting. Besides that, let us know which company would you like to see next. If you are watching this in podcast format and would like to see presentation with it as well, you can find the link in the bio. Just before we start, I would like to remind you that this presentation is for educational purposes only, and it should not be taken as investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial instruments. Walmart is one of the companies that benefited significantly from rising prices and falling real income levels over the last several years. The leading discount retailer has done well since early 2021, even though the company has consistently and significantly underperformed S&P 500 over the past 10 years. So far, we can say that it has been a great year for Walmart. Year-to-date, their stock is up about 14%, and it is trading just below their all-time high of $61. Reason for that are also better than expected earnings. In the last year, their revenue rose by 6%. This number was boosted by strong holiday season sales and double-digit growth in global e-commerce. The company also announced acquisition of smart TV maker Vizio for $2.3 billion. And in their guidance, they mentioned that they're expecting consolidated net sales to rise between 4 and 5% in the fiscal first quarter, which is demonstrating quite a robust outlook. Now, the question is, can this earnings resilience continue in 2024? Today, we will discuss the story behind their success and fundamentals that will help you decide if stock is really fairly valued or not. Let's first go back and see how it all started. It all began with Sam Walton and his brother James, who opened one store in Rogers in 1962. Through strategic expansion and deep understanding of consumer needs, Walmart became one of the largest retailers just two decades after. They expanded internationally into markets including Canada, UK, South America, and Germany. Today, Walmart is operating close to 10,500 stores, and it is one of the largest employers in the world. They actually employ about 2.2 million people all around the globe. The Walton family, the founders of Walmart, they're still one of the biggest shareholders of the company. They own about 45% of all stocks. And secret to their success? It's quite simple. Low prices, good consumer service, and constant innovation. Because of their massive scale, they can cut costs by negotiating deals with suppliers, and they are trying to optimize their supply chain with technology. They're using data analysis and automation to forecast demand and enhance their operations. Historically, Walmart tend to outperform when times are tough and when consumers watch their spending their money. I bet you already noticed what is their mission. Their goal is to help consumers save money with low prices and make their life easier with lots of affordable products. Walmart changed to become a one-stop shop. They're offering groceries, entertainment, crafts, sports gear, just everything to match with consumers' expectations. That all aligns with their vision and their values. They value respect for individuals, good service, and they want to be a destination for people to save money. According to their success, we can just say that following those values, those missions, really worked well for them so far. Now to their business timeline. As I mentioned, the first store opened in 1962. In 1970, Walmart went public. And shortly after that, they spread their business to pharmacies. They opened first pharmacy in 1978. In 1990s, Walmart introduced the concept of supercenters. They combined grocery and general merchandise under one roof as we know it today. And with that, they actually revolutionized the retail landscape. In 2000s, they launched their website, walmart.com, and that allowed US consumers to shop online. Throughout the 2010s, Walmart invested in innovations like grocery pickup and delivery services just to adapt to consumer preferences and expand their e-commerce business. We can see on the graph that in 2015, Walmart's stock dropped by about 30%. The reason for that was poor performance that included declining sales, increasing wages, and investing in e-commerce business heavily at the same time. Since that drop in 2015, when the stock dropped to about $20, it has been growing steadily and it has quickly rebounded from all corrections on the market. Now that we know a bit more about their history and their business, we can continue deeper into their fundamentals and to the key numbers that will help us understand their business model better. As you already know, Walmart is the biggest company by revenue in the world. Their revenue, according to their latest earning report, is just under $650 billion. Retail sales here present almost all of Walmart's revenue, and they include products that are distributed under their own brand and also under other brands, both national and international. The entire Walmart operation can be divided into four main segments: Walmart in the US, Walmart International, Sam's Club, and membership and other income. Walmart in the US here is the main driver of the revenue. It represents more than 68% of the whole revenue, which is equivalent to over $420 billion. Over three segments, Walmart US has historically contributed the greatest amount to the company net sales and operating income. Much smaller portion represent their international business. Walmart International is operating in 18 countries outside the US. They operate in a variety of retail formats and e-commerce websites. This segment represents only 16% of their whole revenue, which is equivalent to about $100 billion. The gross profit here is slightly lower than Walmart in the US, primarily because of its full format and different channel mix. Third part of Walmart's revenue is a bit different. This is Sam's Club that operates in 44 states in the US and in Puerto Rico. It is actually a membership-only warehouse, and it represents 13% of their whole revenue. Because it is membership-only warehouse club, membership income is a significant component of its operating income. Sam's Club operates with lower gross profit rates than other segments. The last and the smallest part represent memberships and other sources of income. With about $5 billion in revenue, this segment really represents just a fraction of their whole revenue. If we now compare their revenue streams in the past years, we can notice that proportions among the segments didn't change very much. The only minor difference that I noticed when I was analyzing their past earnings report is that Walmart International portion of revenue is slowly lowering in percentages. In their last annual report, their total earnings went up by $37 billion or 6%. That boost came mainly because of better sales in Walmart US and in the Sam's Club. The boost was driven by more purchases and higher average spending, especially in health, groceries, products, and wellness segment. One of the important metrics for retail companies like Walmart, who has different shops, are same-store sales growth. Now, what does this number tell us? Same-store sales growth is a number that refers to increase in revenue that is generated by stores that have been open for at least a year, and it is not including revenue from new store openings or stores that has closed in the past year. Same store sales growth is crucial for retailers because it measures how much their existing stores are making over time, and it is indicating consumer satisfaction and operational efficiency. If you are watching this on YouTube, you can see a graph of same store sales growth for Walmart in the US from fiscal year 2016 to 2024. Here, I focused only on sales in the US, and that's just because Walmart in the US is the main driver of their business. They're a single currency, one inflationary market, and generally it is consistent of same stores format over years. The data shows us strong same store sales growth in the past years. The growth was the highest right in the middle of pandemic in the fiscal year of 2021 with 8.7%. The recent earnings report for fiscal year of 2024, Walmart US comparable sales increased by 5.5%. This growth was driven by increase in average ticket. Average ticket is size measure, how much consumers are spending on average per visit. They observed strong sales in groceries, health and wellness segments, but same store sales growth in 2024 was a bit lower than in 2023 when they saw 7% growth. Another key number for them are margins. Walmart, like many retail giants, is operating on low margins. This is not necessarily a red flag for us. It is just that they are prioritizing high volume sales over high margins. Walmart remains profitable thanks to their massive scale and operational efficiencies. Yet challenges such as fluctuations in commodity prices and competitive pressures can squeeze their margins. To counter this, Walmart focuses on enhancing